Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. The words.
All right. War of the Words time. Thank you guys for joining us once again. This will be the 90th time that we have got together. That's right, guys. We are getting close to episode number 100. I can't believe it. It feels like just yesterday we were on, you know, episode 10. It's been a long road, man, and this road never ends, and it's one that I am very glad to walk. And speaking of roads, man, you know, we've been talking about Conflict 26 coming up, less than 2 weeks, I think, at this point, April 4th in Macon, coming back for Newtown Beatdown 2. It's going to be an awesome event. I mean, I know you could assume that because it's Conflict, but once again, going to be dropping the hammer. And I believe last night, the official fight card came out. If you have not had a chance to see that, besides all the headliners and your favorite fighters, head over to conflictmma.com, or you can catch them on Facebook. And, of course, War of the Words, powered by all you guys out there in the community. We thank you so much for everything that you do. And, honestly, whether you support War of the Words or not, if you're, you know, if you're a good part of this community and making things better all around, then, you know, we're with you 100%. It's not about what team that you're on. And speaking of teams, real quick before we get started today, I just wanted to give a shout-out to some of our good friends, Source Summer at Muay Thai and their fight store, Badco, Opugis.com, Duomachi, USA Eagle, Bad Apple, Mayhem, Total Force, Rehydrate, Omega Attire, and it goes on and on, Anthem Athletics. Just a solid team of people who really believe in the future. So today, speaking of the future, we have a very exciting guest. She will be cracking off Conflict 26 in a grappling match that I think is going to be an absolute blast, and I also think it's going to be an important step in what I see as a martial arts competitor with a ton of promise, and that will be 9-year-old Danica Zinhai, which will be on here in just a second to talk about you know, her Conflict 26 match and everything else. Very exciting show. So for no other reason, man, you guys got to get there to see this original, unique, one-of-a-kind match. And, Conflict tickets are only $25, $35. And so those are a lot cheaper than the UFC tickets you'll be buying to see Danica later. So without further ado, sponsored by us, Soar Summit, and Scott Bates from the SCAPA, I would like to bring on Danica and her dad. And we'll start off with Jim. Mr. Zinhai, how you doing today?
Good, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And but before I ask a couple of questions of Danica, one of the first things I definitely wanted to ask you was that this match, this whole excitement that we've had in the gym and Team MMA for so long has seemed right to bust out of the bag now and hit the region. How's that been for you to watch that happen in the last week or two?
It's been very overwhelming for me as a parent. There's a lot of things that are coming up, and it's just being a fun ride right now.
That's awesome, man. I know a lot of people are very excited, and we've seen, we've all been very enthusiastic and touched by Danica's motivation and determination and her skills. And I think that's going to transfer over on April 4th when it comes cage time, man. And I got to imagine, as a parent, you got to be pretty excited and pretty proud for this opportunity to come up to have so many people see what you already know.
I'm the proudest parent out there right now. I couldn't be any prouder of her, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
She's my hero right now, and I couldn't be happier with her. And I'm very thankful for everybody helping us out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, now I think it's time to swap it over to Danica. Danica, how are you today?
I'm good.
I'm very jealous that you're at the gym and I'm not at the gym. Are you having to take out of class today to talk to me?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm also excited at the same time.
You're also very excited at the same time. That I saw you at the last conflict in the crowd. Were you excited to see the fight up close like that?
Yes, I was very excited.
And I have to ask, because I know this is a big question. Do you think it's going to be even more exciting when you get to go in there and compete?
Well, it's going to be very exciting because it's going to be my first time in the cage fighting, and if I win or lose, I still had fun, so it doesn't matter.
No doubt, absolutely. And you know, one of the cool things is you know, you have a huge support system. You're going to have a ton of fans, and how does it feel to know that you'll probably have more fans at your first debut than a lot of grown-up fighters?
Well, with all my fans and people, I would be happier than with just I would have to be happier with one fan because and a lot of fans, it's just like they're like my whole family and cheering me on and stuff.
Oh, yeah, those are huge motivators. You can't get much more motivated than that. Another question I have for you that I wanted to ask was about your history, how long you've been doing jiu-jitsu and martial arts. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started?
Well, I got started when I asked my dad. I started when I asked my dad how to throw a punch, and he said, you know what, there's this gym down in Hanahan, and you might like it. And so I went there one day, and I saw Jared, and he introduced me to Jeff. And I started, and I just started having a lot of fun, and it wasn't scary at all. And with Brandon, he was a good partner.
That's wonderful. And you continue on to this day. I hardly ever see you miss a single class or anything like that. And you are definitely the most attentive student there. Can you tell us a little bit about your teachers?
Jeff. He was the first one I had met when I came to the gym, and I thought it would be a little nervous, and Mr. Jeff turned out to be fun, and I was excited. And then I met Miss Kat and Mr. Jeremy, and Mr. Jeremy, he has started teaching me jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, and he was real fun once I got to meet him and start to know him a little more. Miss Kat, she was also really fun too, and every time I would come to class and watch her, I would feel much more proud of myself every day I come to train with her and Mr. Jeff and Jeremy.
Wow, that's amazing. Those connections. Keep going. I know you got some more. I know you got Coach
and
Josh and some other people. I'd like to hear about them.
And Mr. Josh, he was the one who taught me after Ms. Kat had left, and Jeremy was his teaching kickboxing or the jiu-jitsu anymore. So Mr. Josh, when I first met him, I was really, really nervous because I didn't know how excited it would be because I loved Mr. Jerry and Miss Kat teaching me. And then Mr. Josh, he's just as good. He's fun, and every time I come and train with him, it's just I just feel more much better and better each day. And then Casey, he just every time I see him teaching, I feel like I want to teach too every day, and I am starting to teach. And he's like the best coach I've ever met because he teaches me the stuff that I don't really know as well and stuff like that.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, this question is for your dad, Mr. Jim. Being, you know, Danica, she's 9 years old, and, you know, myself being a parent and lots of parents listening and stuff, our kids go in many different directions. But, you know, when you talk to Danica, you can hear it now on the show and also in person and stuff. she's got a very good head on her shoulders and her ability to absorb this information. I guess just listening to her, you know, talk about her coaches and stuff, you know, you're around her every day. You're a father, of course, but does that stuff still leap out at you when you have that happen in front of you? That almost an old soul kind of thing, if I may.
Yeah, I agree with that. She's I may be biased, but I think she's got that factor, and she has the ability, like you said, to see something, absorb it, and do it. With little effort, everything she's done has been at 100%, and the best at what she's done. We've done baseball, soccer, dancing, gymnastics, and now the mixed martial arts is just growing and exploding bigger than we could possibly imagine.
I couldn't agree more. And Danica, I want to ask you another question if I can. Danica, do you think that learning martial arts and training in martial arts has helped you be better at other stuff in your life?
It has made me a little better at other stuff because with sports and mixed martial arts, it's kind of the same thing. It helps me with school, knowing about like PE and ABO lab, which is just a bunch of exercise equipment and jump roping and stuff. But it's important for school and PE because PE, we do most of the sports, and MMA, when you throw punches, it's kind of the same as throwing a ball, except when you punch, you don't have anything in your hand.
Wow. that is beautifully said. And I also wanted to say congratulations on all your school success. It would seem that you have a lot of success there as well. And something else I wanted to ask you: you've got some shirts coming out, and what do you think about those?
Yeah, I'm getting some new shirts. I also have the red ones with the animal on it and the sign. I think the new ones with some rock with a raw leather on it, and it says Danica on it, and it has paws and the people. And I like to thank the people who are making my shirt because it's just an honor to have a shirt and for people to see it and say, oh, well, you have a Daniel shirt? Well, I know her. She's young. She knows how to do jiu-jitsu and mixed martial arts and stuff. I just really like to thank the people who made my shirt, which are the APA and Thor Summit.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a beautiful one. I will be very proud to be wearing one. looking forward to getting one. It's going to be very, very exciting as we get closer, especially to this Conflict 26, and you get to go and participate. And another question I have for you, Danica, if I can, is, you know, you're going to be the first, we'll say, quote, fight of the night. How do you feel about starting up an entire night of conflict fights? How do you feel about going out there and being first?
Well, I feel really excited, and it's just going to be a real honor, and I'm also going to be nervous because I'm going to be in front of tons of people, tons of fans who are going to be watching me also. And I'd also like to thank your wife, who also helped me too, with the T-shirt.
Well, thank you very much. It was her honor. She very much enjoys being a part of it, and as do we all. It's hard not to be touched by your motivation and perseverance and outlook on life as a whole. I think it's a wonderful thing and really a gift to everybody who comes across with it. So thank you for letting us be a part of that. Very much. And
you're welcome.
A good question that I wanted to ask you, I think it's a cool question to ask any kid, but in your case, I think it's even cooler. Here's the question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I want to know because I love dogs and I really like to train here still when I grow up. And even though I might have a coach, I could also learn and teach at the same time. So I could really see two things. I could come here and teach, like, the younger kids, like Mr. Josh, to remember Mr. Josh and Jeremy and Kat. And also, since I really love dogs and other animals, I could also be a vet.
That's true, and that's a very lovely thing to say, and just speaks more about your character. And you can totally do martial arts and save animals at the same time. Can totally be done. Last weekend, as a matter of fact, I just watched a doctor, a heart surgeon, compete in a martial art in a MMA fight. So you can do anything you want. And I know if anybody knows that, you know that with your head on your shoulder. Now, I got another question for you, and this might seem obvious, but I'm going to ask anyway. I got a good idea. Who is, or who are some of your favorite fighters?
Ronda Rousey is my favorite.
Hands down. And do you get to watch her and compete?
Sometimes I get to watch her fight, but it's not like in real life, even though I want it to be in real life. And also, another good fighter that I know of is also Mr. Jeremy Severn.
Yes, Mr. Jeremy Severn, who is definitely been a long time and big fan of yours, and is another great person in our Southeast fight community. I got one more question for you, and then I want to ask something of your dad. How is training going for you leading up to this grappling match coming up on April 4th? Are you getting in gear and getting serious about it and getting your time in?
Yeah, I'm actually going to train with Professor Casey Clive on Tuesday, and then with Mr. Josh, I'm just going to train extra hard on Mondays and Tuesdays, and maybe even Wednesdays after I do.
That's awesome, and you know, I know from seeing you all the time that every day for you is hard work. So I'm very proud of that. You know, I'll be there. Matter of fact, I'll probably be right there in the cage with you, and be able to give you an interview in front of all those fans. And it'll be It'll be a lot of fun, and I know myself and a lot of people can't wait for it. So on behalf of me and the Southeast and all the fans, I want to say thank you for taking this match and for coming out there and performing for us. I know we'll all be very thankful and better for the experience. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Now, of course. Mr. Jim, you know, we've got just a few weeks left, less than 2 weeks, until we make the trip to April 4th. You know, I know you've been a part of, you know, it's not the first conflict show by no means or anything. But my question to you is, are you feeling any difference this time? You know, the drive up, the getting ready, does it have something extra to it with your more direct level of involvement this time?
Yeah, it has a lot more feel to it. I think I'm even more nervous for her this time around than the last few times being in the tournament. I think sometimes I get more nervous than she does watching her compete and hoping the best for her.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things about Danica is it's all smiles, and this is nothing but a wonderful experience in any direction. And you know, I think that it's got an addictive element to it. I rarely meet people that go into that cage and can put it away. So, you know, I got a feeling we might be kicking off something that might not be the last time we see this.
I agree with you. I think it's going to blow up bigger than I think we had ever anticipated happens. And I am very appreciative and very blessed for the people around us for helping us out.
Absolutely, man. And there's some wonderful people out there. We know Hector Santiago, Nick Rodriguez from Source Summerit, and the SCAPA, as well as a bunch of other people, and even people who aren't in direct support. I haven't met anybody who isn't excited for this match, even on Grant's side, who are very enthusiastic about this this matchup. And I think it also symbolizes the love and respect that we try to give to martial arts as a whole here. And, you know, this match has a lot of fun, family focus, and to me kind of is bringing that to light some of the great things about having children in martial arts and these other programs that help instill in them the very things that we heard Danica talking about earlier.
Yes, I agree. I think the kids are our future, and they need to get involved with it, and we need to support them as best we can.
I'd agree, and you know, what a better way to support than something like this. Danica, we're getting close to the end of the show, so I would like to give you a chance to thank anybody that you want to thank that is helping you get ready for this, and we'd love to hear it.
I'd like to thank all my supporters and my coaches, but I definitely like to thank the people who are making my t-shirts, who are the store summit, the APA, and most of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Josh and Casey.
Absolutely. Two amazing coaches, Casey Colias, one of the true legend, and Josh, amazing as well, both adults and kids. So thank you so much, the two of you guys, for coming on the show today. I know we were going to do it live at the gym, and I was unable to make it, so I'm still very, very happy that you guys came on, and very honored to have you guys on the show. You know, part of what we do here, as you guys know with War of the Words, is, you know, we're all about the people, we're all about the community, we're all about all those good things in MMA, and I think this right here is a beautiful shining light that so many people can get behind, and I'm very glad to see this go down, to happen. I'm sure it won't be the last time, and I really appreciate you guys coming on the show. So, Danica, I will let you go now so that you can get that good practice in and bring us home the gold, man. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much for being on my show.
You're welcome, and I'd also like to thank you and Jay for this opportunity.
Absolutely, any time, and I'm sure this will not be the last time we get to be on the radio together. Mr. Zinheim, as well, thank you so much for taking time out of you guys' day to be on the show with us, to promote with us, to talk with us, and really to show the Southeast a wonderful treasure that we have here that I think is going to do a lot of great things in the future. So thank you very much for coming on the show, man, and we very much appreciate you guys' time.
No, thank you for having us. We're honored just to be a part of this and for your guys' support. It's amazing.
Absolutely, man. I guess we will see you at the gym tomorrow, and all of us will be looking forward to April 4th, Conflict 26, guys. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. That was Danica Danimal Zinhai, and her dad wore the words number 90. Make sure you guys come see this grappling match, man. You know, this is not something that anybody's trying to sell to you as, you know, hey, look at these adorable kids in a grappling match. This is legit stuff. These guys work very, very hard. They're very dedicated. And in my opinion, they have exactly the right ingredients to continue down this road and make it much more of a beautiful blossom thing down the road as we see those seeds sprouting now, currently. Just to be honest, there I've seen more dedication, more time in the gym, more from these kids than I have seen from some of the adults that fight. So please come out and support this and all of the Conflict 26 fighters. You know, there is a great show lined up. Tons of the Southeast MMA family will be there. Whether you want to get a shirt, see a friend, see a good fight, it's all going to be going down. So please join us in Macon at the Macon Auditorium on April 4th for Conflict 26. Join us tomorrow on the show. We will have Josh Millwood, who will be competing against the returning Detroit, the Spartan Lions Lee, on this card. And we got so much more lined up for you the rest of the week. On behalf of myself, the Danimal, CMMA, and Fueled by Source Summit, we're out of here.